Can you contrast sort of the chemistry of panitumumab and cetuximab and the mechanisms of action?
So both have the same mechanism of action in way of inhibiting the receptor on the tumor cells. And the downstream effects are very clearly defined by inhibiting two major pathways, AKT and MAP kinase. And it's very important to understand that, you know, works by Zelga and Arteaga showed very nicely, when you inhibit the EGF receptor by these antibodies, you have phosphorylation of these two pathways. But when you look at the pathways, the jelly bean picture, you know, when you have any alterations in that particular pathway, you will not be effective in order to inhibit EGF receptor downstream events. So KRAS mutations, AKT mutations, PI3 kinase mutations, which are downstream of EGF receptor, if you have alterations and activating mutations, the inhibition of an upstream event would be neglected. So these are now being investigated, and some data really prove that alteration in this pathway will be associated with resistance. So what is the difference between panitumumab and cetuximab? Because I think that's where you're aiming at. Well, I think you have to go back to the structure of the antibody. The efficacy of the antibody are determined by two major functions. One is the affinity of the antibody to the receptor, which is the Fab component of the antibody. And the other one is the possibility of an ADCC, which is an antibody-dependent cell-mediated cytotoxicity, which means the antibody can stimulate an immune response of the body. Now, cetuximab is an IgG1 antibody, and panitumumab is an IgG2 antibody. We know very well established for Herceptin and rituximab, which are also both IgG1 antibodies, they can induce ADCC, and this is part of the cell toxicity. So our group actually looked in our patient population, is there any evidence of ADCC for patients treated with cetuximab? The direct measurement of ADCC is extremely complicated and basically not possible. You can only indirect indicate there is a potential immune response by the activity level of the Fc gamma receptors 2 and 3, which are expressed on natural killer cells, recognizing the Fc component of the IgG1 antibody, and then initiate a cell lysis. This is not reported for IgG2, or there are significant controversy. So we looked in 40 patients and identified that patients who have a certain activity level of receptor 2NA of the Fc gamma family had association with response and time to tumor progression to cetuximab. Now, this polymorphism have been shown to be associated with outcome for the other antibodies such as Herceptin and rituximab. So we think this is an indication there is a potential ADCC effect. We are now validating, because we had only 40 patients, these in 100 patients enrolled in the cetuximab study of 144, and see if we can validate this, because these are very preliminary and early pilot data. Now, interesting to know is that there is significant efforts from different companies in order to recognize the potential value of ADCC and focusing on optimizing antibodies. They go on antibodies, optimize the FAP component to do higher affinity, as well as the Fc component to induce more ADCC. So there is a significant belief that this could increase efficacy of the overall antibody. We just clinically have not a lot of evidence except our pilot data that this is true for cetuximab, which would be a difference to panitumumab. To see that in a metastatic disease patient who failed 3-line chemotherapy is, of course, very difficult, because we all know the immune response capacity with metastatic disease goes down. I think this could be of significant value in the adjuvant setting, where you have a much more healthier immune system, and maybe here the immune response would be clinically more meaningful.